him up, June 1, the great teacher. For this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Christ was the greatest teacher the world has ever known. He came to this earth to shed abroad the bright beams of truth, that men might gain a fitness for heaven. For this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. He came to reveal the character of the Father, that men might be led to worship him in spirit and in truth. Man's need for a divine teacher was known in heaven. The pity and sympathy of God were aroused in behalf of human beings, fallen and bound to Satan's chariot car. And when the fullness of time was come, he sent forth his Son. The one appointed in the councils of heaven came to this earth as man's instructor. The rich benevolence of God gave him to our world, and to meet the necessities of human nature, he took humanity upon himself. To the astonishment of the heavenly host, the eternal Word came to this world as a helpless babe. Fully prepared, he left the royal courts and mysteriously allied himself with fallen human beings. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. When Christ left his high command, he might have taken upon him any condition in life that he chose. But greatness and rank were nothing to him, and he chose the most humble walk of life. No luxury, ease, or self-gratification came into his experience. The truth of heavenly origin was to be his theme. He was to sow the world with truth, and he lived in such a way as to be accessible to all. That during his childhood Christ should grow in wisdom and in favor with God and man was not a matter of astonishment, for it was according to the laws of his divine appointment that his talents should develop and his faculties strengthen. He did not seek an education in the schools of the rabbis, for God was his instructor. As he grew older, he continued to increase in wisdom. He applied himself diligently to a study of the Scriptures, for he knew them to be full of invaluable instruction. He was faithful in the discharge of his home duties, and the early morning hours, instead of being spent in bed, often found him in a retired place, searching the Scriptures and praying to his Heavenly Father. All the prophecies concerning his work and mediation were familiar to him, especially those having reference to his humiliation, atonement, and intercession. The object of his life on earth was ever before him, and he rejoiced to think that the gracious purpose of the Lord should prosper in his hands. His words comforted, strengthened, and blessed those who were longing for the peace that he alone could give.